Folks, we are blessed with a lot of resources in the state of Louisiana, and we got to do everything that we can to protect those resources. And what we have experienced over the years is really a battle against imported seafood. And meanwhile, our own industry here has continued to suffer. And it's not because of a lack of effort. And certainly our guest, Jessica Domang, a state representative who's been at the forefront of this battle for a long time, joins us to talk about what they were able to accomplish this session. Jessica, welcome to the show.
Hey, Newell. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you so much for your effort. Let's jump right in here and talk about some of the bills that you proposed and were able to pass through the session this year to protect our shrimping industry.
Yeah, absolutely. We had a package of bills that I worked with Commissioner Mike Strain on, you know, to help and support our seafood industry. And four of those bills were actually signed by the governor this week. And so that was very exciting. So HB 121 was the bill that gave the ag commissioner the ability to seize and destroy seafood that's in violation or mislabeled. And so that was a really big lift for us. Originally, we had LDH doing that, and LDH is still going to be able to do it. You know, they just need some help to be able to do that. And so having the commissioner to be able to do that is going to be really great. And you just want me to kind of go through all of them?
Yes, if you don't mind. I mean,
Yeah, absolutely. So HB 349 is the Seafood Safety Fund, which is going to give the commissioner a vehicle to be able to have funds to promote seafood, Louisiana seafood. HB 588 is adding members of the Seafood Safety Task Force. So we're adding members of that task force from the fin fisheries, the crabbers, and some other industries as well. And HB 725 requires that retailers and anyone who is selling seafood to retain their records for 6 months.
That bill, I really like the provisions of that bill, right? Because that way, government and regulatory authorities, they don't always move as fast as we'd like them to. And that's just kind of the nature of government, as you well know. I think that bill, House Bill 725, is going to go a long way. Your thoughts?
I absolutely think it will. And it goes hand in hand with some other pieces of legislation that were signed this year as well, because we've heard in the news and we've seen where restaurants or other entities were, you know, violated or you know, sanctioned for serving seafood that they were labeling as Louisiana seafood, but it actually tested as imports. And so it may not be the restaurant's fault that's happening, because they're buying it from a distributor who's telling them it's Louisiana seafood. Now, we do know that there are some distributors that are commingling seafood, and that was another piece of legislation that was passed this year by Rep. Timmy Kerner. And so to go ahead and deal with the commingling of the seafood. And so it kind of gives us an ability to find the point of contact where that seafood is coming from, where that mislabeled seafood is coming from. And so, you know, once again, we're protecting the realtor, the restaurant owner. We're protecting the people at the dock, everyone, by this piece of legislation.
The commingling piece of legislation as well, I think, is huge. Yeah, I get I'm of the mindset now, Jessica, and I'm sure you're frustrated too. I think the punishment almost has to be really onerous now, right? To thwart
it absolutely does.
What these folks are doing. Am I off base or what?
No, you're absolutely on target. And I've spoken to Commissioner Strain as well. We were going to run a piece of legislation, but he said he didn't need to, for him to be able to actually put on his website restaurants or realtors that are actually in violation of this. That way we as Louisiana residents can know what we're eating and where we're going and choose, you know, I'm going somewhere that only serves Louisiana seafood, or I'm going somewhere and I'm going to eat seafood that only comes out of the bayous of the Gulf of America. So we have that choice. And I think that, and I hate to say shame these places, but we have the ability to be able to do that. And I think, though, the harder we press, they're going to just stop selling it. They're going to say, you know, we're not selling that because it doesn't move. Like, it literally doesn't move. And the big box, the chains, they're always going to serve imports. But I'm talking about local establishments. We're seeing a lot more local establishments that are only serving Louisiana seafood.
Yeah, I mean, it just makes sense. You know, I mean, especially what I don't like are the ones that advertise it as Louisiana seafood and it's not, you know, and I think, you know, because they're actually misleading in there's intentionality there and they're misleading the public. And therefore, in my view, they should lose their occupational license. They should lose, you know, their sales tax permit. They should lose all of that, because I think that's the only way that you send the message across the industry, we're going to set the bar and we're not willing to accept anything less.
Absolutely. And we over the last few years, we've had several pieces move. And so it is good and it's reassuring to see. I mean, I know I'm seeing it in my own town. And when we go out, a lot of places are only serving Louisiana seafood.
In a NOLA.com article the other day, Josie Abagov, I guess, was the writer, the author. She mentions that 95, I mean, this blew me away, that 95% of the seafood consumed in the U.S. is imported from other countries. I mean, I was completely shocked.
Yeah, that's shocking as well. That's absolutely shocking as well. But you also have to think of, like, you know, sushi grade tuna and all those restaurants, like you go eat sushi, or all that is all imported. And so, I mean, that's not something that we can necessarily produce here in the United States. So when we have those numbers like that, we have to kind of look at all of those different avenues and those different, you know, things that people like to eat. And look, I love sushi, but we also don't necessarily ask where the sushi is coming from.
Yeah, I just kind of, you know, when I think about, you know, crabs and shrimp and, you know, we have a lobster industry. We have an oyster industry throughout the country. I was like, when I was just kind of going through it in my head, I was like, it would seem to me that we would have more market penetration than that, but I guess not. And I guess that goes to the dominance of the imports and also goes to the difficulty as you try to address this in legislation to try to turn a tide.
Absolutely. And it's a team effort on the state and the federal level. And there's been several pieces that were pieces of legislation that were filed actually this year to combat imports and imported seafood on a federal level, because of course, you know, we can't control what's imported into the United States on a state level. That's all federal. And so there has been a movement. I know some of our congressmen here in Louisiana have worked on some of that legislation as well. You know, we're planning on going to D.C. as well and to advocate for the seafood industry. And so, once again, it's a team effort on the state and the federal level.
What has been the receptiveness at the federal level? I think you're moving on this American Seafood Competitiveness Act. And I guess, is that the one where there are the provisions as it relates to the breadth and depth of testing these products?
Yes, that was that. And I haven't, because, you know, literally we just got out of the legislative session 2 days ago. I haven't had.
Wait a minute. You're taking time off? Really?
Yeah. So I haven't had time to really follow some of those pieces, but I will be. But just, you know, I know Clay Higgins has filed some legislation. I know Julia Letlow has filed some legislation. So it's definitely getting a lot of attention from our local federal leaders.
How, when we look at like the Gulf Coast states, I mean, are like Texas and Alabama and Florida as proactive as we are in trying to address this situation?
I would certainly hope that they are. I would absolutely hope that they are. And, you know, once again, I'm happy to work with those guys. I'm actually taking a trip to meet with the Natural Resources Committee in Texas in August. And so that will be part of my conversation is, you know, where are you guys at on imported seafood and what is it that you guys are doing over there as well?
Because when you face this issue of 95%, you know, of the consumption in the U.S. being imported, I mean, it really kind of highlights and put in context that this is bigger than Louisiana. It's going to take a coalition of a lot of states coming together on this issue, right?
Absolutely. Look, and you know, you hear what President Trump says all the time. He wants it to be America first, right? And so so we have to say, you know, America first seafood as well.
I know that you have very close ties to the shrimp industry here in Louisiana. Brown shrimp season, I believe, is still open, if my memory serves me correct. What kind of season has it been, do you know?
It seems like it's been a pretty good season. I actually went and got an ice chest of shrimp on this past weekend and brought it to one of my legislative friends in Baton Rouge so that he could take it home. And so, yeah, our shrimpers are doing real good. They're catching a lot now. Look, the price of diesel is killing them, though. You know, I mean, so
right.
That's something that we've got to, you know, outweigh as well. And once again, that's not something that we can control on a state level. But that's really tough whenever you've got a low price of shrimp and you've got these high diesel costs. It really hurts these guys.
Yeah, it's amazing to me how tight the margins are. I'm always just kind of blown away by that.
Absolutely. Look, and if anybody wants to come down to Terrebonne Parish and come down the bayou, I mean, there's shrimpers that are at the docks. You can buy at the docks. You can buy off the boats. It's a great drive down. Come see our beautiful parish. But, you know, our shrimpers would absolutely appreciate, you know, everyone going in and buying directly from them.
Well, I will not keep you any longer, Jessica, so you can get back to rest and relaxation as you just ended the session. But we certainly appreciate you joining us today, this afternoon. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Anytime. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. That's Jessica Domingue, state representative from Terrebonne Parish, about protecting our shrimping and seafood industry, not just the shrimping industry. A lot of success with some of the legislation this year, which is good to hear. We'll be right back. And when we come back, folks, we will go to the talk lines. We want to hear from you, 504-260-1870. We can talk about anything that you desire. Stay with us.